Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Victoria, and this is the Voice of Change Radio Show. Today I am just honored to be here with you, and I have been asking what would be fun and interesting to speak about, what I've been thinking about lately and is in my heart to give and to share with you. To start out with, it's just this, the best thing of all is just to start where you are. When you have an idea, and especially if you have an idea that is scaring you or that is just exciting you, it's important to just choose it, to choose to listen to that voice that is saying, I can be more, I can do more, I can create a different reality, I can change things, I can contribute to a greater possibility for me and even for the world. And in fact, there's someone, I don't remember who, don't know who, but has said that if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. So if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. So if you are having that feeling or that sensation, just know that that is calling you to be bigger and to demand more for you. And that's okay. So one thing that has been coming up for me is just to remember that you really can make a difference. I've been observing a lot of politics lately, and like say when I hop on Facebook and when I look at the TV at the gym, walking by it, and all I'm seeing is this political landscape of insanity and of drama, and it's definitely not uplifting to me. And in fact, just perceiving all of the maelstrom that people are buying into creating, and that is perpetrating itself through each and every one of us, has the power to stop that for ourselves and then ripple it out to the world around us. Meaning, if you are all of a sudden saying, well, so-and-so is right, or so-and-so has the wrong idea, and you're choosing to be angry about that, or to believe that, you know, it's like separation and the division that most of the people are functioning from, then is that really going to change anything? And if you're like me and you know there's something greater and different you could be choosing and creating, is now the time to step up and be a different invitation and a different possibility. So one way choosing that in my own life is by asking, well, what energy can I contribute to my daily life to inspire me and other people? And yesterday I was asking, what energy I could be. And I found a video online, something about happy, that I think it was somebody, Farrell, that did the happiness is just a choice, happiness. And what if that really is true? Clap along if you know that happiness is the truth. And I was like, yeah, I remember. And I got up and danced with it for a while, and it just expanded and made my energy just feel a lot better. And that was simple. That was just really simple. And so I would invite you to play with that tool of just asking, what energies are available to me that I could ask for and to come into my space. And then ripple that out to the world around you, perhaps. So, and another thing that's coming up for me is just to tell you that when you start where you're at, so say you have an idea to go into business for yourself or to be a blogger or something like that. And you're like, oh, I'm not good enough. I don't know anything. Well, what if you could just turn off that voice and just know that as soon as you get that idea and you choose it, what if the energy of creation and success, so to speak, is already with you as soon as you choose it? And it's just a matter of time for it to actualize, for it to manifest, for it to show up in your space. Yeah, right? That's a different way to look at it. And one of the little memes I created is every divine idea comes with its own supply, meaning all of the people's ideas and resources that you need to fulfill that idea can come to you with ease. And it's your job to ask the universe, source energy, to assist you and ask, hey, this is what I'd like to be, do, have, create. And then it's the universe's job to deliver that to you. Meaning, pay attention to the signals you're receiving once you have asked and the awarenesses of what actions are good for you to take right now. What people are in your awareness to talk to. This doesn't mean that you're not going to be stretched or out of your comfort zone a lot of the time, especially at first, but it means that you're going to start a momentum that makes your future possibilities and potentials even easier to come to pass and to actualize. So, for example, I took a class in the summer about creating what you want with ease. And it ended up asking, so what would I like to have here? Because some people don't even know what it is they would like to have. And so I started asking, well, what is it that I would like to have? And I said, well, a house. I mean, I kind of pushed that away, like as if it can't happen. And what if it could? What if I could have a house that really is fun for me to live in, that creates a juicy energy and generative energy for me? And so that started on a path of listening to my awarenesses, my signals of who to talk to, and just to keep asking the universe and trusting that it would show up and that I really didn't have control over how details as much as just asking for it and trusting the universe's timing, trusting the universe, trusting myself to take action when I got the signals that were light for me to do so. Light meaning, so there's an access consciousness tool called Light and Heavy. And let me talk about that for a minute. So what is light for you is true for you. What is light for you is when something lights you up, makes you feel good, it brings more space and ease into your universe. Think about it. That's the kind of things you want to choose, like that will help you get to where you want to go, is when you pay attention to what is light for you and you choose those things, whether it's attending a class or whether it's writing that blog or whether it's listening to that radio show or calling that person, whatever that is. And when something is heavy, it is a lie for you. It makes you feel drained, or it leaves you feeling diseased, or unsure, or just maybe not as strong as those cues, but they maybe even subtler, like you need to ask a question like, so if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? And pay attention to those signals. And so anyway, just to start to ask yourself, well, what is true for me here? And so basically over the course of a few months with working with a team, by the way, nothing ever happens alone. Like in my opinion, everything always happens with the assistance of others, with your tribe, with the people that will support you in creating that. I don't know of any big magic makers who don't have other people supporting them, guiding them, or inspiring them to choose more and greater. Or not just people, but even if it's a thing like the earth itself, or animals, or plants, or whatever it is, like deriving inspiration, deriving an energy from that thing or idea or person. So whatever that is for you, just use it, ask for it. So one of the lies we've been told is that to have guilt over things or to feel like a failure if things don't go as planned. Well, what if you're not? And what if you could just ask a question like, so, okay, that didn't quite work. Is there another piece of information that is required here for this to turn out? Or what am I missing here? Or universe, show me what else is possible. What else is possible that I haven't even considered? So it sounds like, that there's a lot of power in the question. When you ask questions, then you can receive and perceive and receive awarenesses about the question you've asked, because you're not separate from the universe. You're connected to your source, whether you know it or not. And starting to ask questions and just even play with it and just experiment with it, different questions you can ask today about anything that you are upset about or that you would like to have even more, an area of your life where you could even have even more joy. I mean, you don't have to be upset to try this. You can have something going really well that could be growing even better than you've never even imagined. And so try this with me. Ask, okay, universe, how does it get even better than this? How does it get even better than this? So say you find $20 in the park on the ground and no one else is around, and which is actually something that occurred for me when I was 10 years old, made my day or made my year. But anyway, just how does it get even better than this? So it doesn't cut off the energy of, oh, this is as good as it can get. Because when you're in conclusion about it, you're actually blocking your receiving from having and choosing and being even more. So you're opening the door with that question for the universe to show you, oh, I'll show you how it can get even better. And then another question you can do is, what else is possible? What else is possible beyond this? Is it, especially if something isn't going so well, is where I've seen results with it is two things. Like, say, if you have a job where you're working with computers and your computer is acting up, I use it with conjunction of lowering my barriers. So I say, okay, I usually resist and react to this and go into judgment about how bad, awful, and wrong this is right now. But instead, I'm going to ask for all of my barriers to drop and push my barriers down. I'm going to expand out, and I'm going to ask, what else is possible here? And I have actually seen instantaneous results this way of many things, like computers starting to work again when they hadn't been. And so just asking questions and practice flexing your muscles There's a book you can even use called 91 Days of Q. 91 Days of Q. Hey, sweetheart, let's not play with those eggs right now. Here, have this. So anyway, I invite you to play with the questions and what else is possible. Start where you are, and the universe has your back. This is the Voice of Change radio show with Victoria. See you next time.